Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, hello there. Pull up a stool. Relax.
Hey.
It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Thursday, April 19th, 2019.
Here's what you're going to learn. Eat cereal. Stop eating Easter health unhealthy. public Wi-Fi, no.
Wear deodorant.
Your organizing skills are just killing me. And start sleeping.
Yeah.
Right now would be a good time to start.
Yeah. We will definitely help you fall asleep. There is a downside of being organized, we
said
found.
It for years. I've always agreed. You should see my office.
There's a new study out that says the desire to organize can be a sign of an underlying mental angst or upset.
Yep. I'm messy to keep myself mentally healthy.
That's it. They say that they found in the findings, they link anxiety to the performance of repetitive ritual.
It's like OCD stuff. Ritualistic, yeah. Repetitive. I turn the... I have to flip the what do we call it, the light switch on 10 times before I leave the room, you know.
So they say in the sense of organizing, it's a good thing, but it can also bring a sense of comfort and control, but it also can be a huge amount of time and energy organizing signals that you may have a problem. So there's a fine line between OCD and being obsessive about things, but that's what this report kind of talks about a little bit. Getting less than 5 hours of sleep, harmful to your health, Jeannie Pope.
I mean, harmful if you don't like death.
Right. Oh,
you
gosh.
Know, just stuff like that.
They NYU searched more than 8,000 websites, news reports, and publications. And what they found was, and they have extensive evidence to show that sleeping 5 hours a night or less consistently increases your risk for adverse health consequences, such as heart disease, stroke, and even early death.
Mm-hmm.
They found that drinking alcohol before bed does not make you nod off. In fact, it actually makes you more tired in the morning. Because it reduces the quality of sleep that you have.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. They say you need at least 7 hours a night to sleep. I say you sleep until you don't need to sleep anymore, and then you just get up.
Yeah, right. And it is like when you get less than 5 hours of sleep, which I would, in all honesty, say I probably do 4 out of the 7 days a week. So what happens, though, is on the weekend, I'm like in this horrible alternative sleep pattern where I sleep until like 11 in the morning and then I'm super lazy all day. So, yeah, I could see where probably trying to find some regularity is a good thing.
Yeah, please do, because we don't want you dying early. We want you around for a while.
I want to be here for a while, too. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see. Let's talk about your BO. Is it stinko? That's what we wanted to know. That's the important things that we talked about today.
But how do you know? Because can you smell your own funk?
You can't. And here it is. It's difficult to detect your own body odor because your olfactory systems are desensitized to your particular smells.
You got used to your smell.
So, if you're in your office all day, in your car, in your house, you really don't know. Do you smell? Because your brain's kind of not really paying attention for
it's
anymore.
Like smokers probably don't smell the cigarettes in their own home.
Oh, yeah.
But when you walk into a smoker's home, you know right away.
And their clothing and everything.
Yeah. Right. So here's a couple of tricks you can do. One of them is to go outside for about 10 minutes and come back in. You should be able to then have your nose reset and able to figure out if you have bad smelling BO. They say also, too, you can reset your sense of smell by inhaling in things like coffee or charcoal for a full minute.
Well, Jenny was saying that's what those perfume snipers.
When you walk through retail, any retail store, a lot of people have probably noticed, but on the perfume counter, there's like a little cup of coffee beans, like every 5 feet specifically for that.
And that's exactly what it's for. And then they say that if you're in a pinch, you can actually just smell the crook of your elbow. Apparently, that's where you have the least amount of sweat glands in your body.
Oh.
And then go ahead and give your arm-to-arm a whiff and see if it's knocking you to the floor. If it is, you got bad BO.
I'm going to make a prediction. Today, we're going to hit the 90s. Your crook, your arm is going to sweat today.
Yeah.
But that's one of those signs. If the crook of my elbow is sweating, I'm going inside.
Yeah.
Mine is the underboob.
UP? Yeah, I
just wanted to make you guys uncomfortable.
No, that's fine. Okay. Makes sense.
But can you hold a pencil?
Yeah. Let's talk about Easter, which we did this morning. We were talking about healthier Easter foods. These are just foods in general, but generally foods like these are eaten around Easter.
And we were wondering which is healthier, like ham or lamb, which are two very common Easter and Passover. Well, at least the lamb and Passover.
And you both selected ham, which is actually kind of correct. And it sounds like ham on paper has less calories, less grams of fat.
Less
saturated fat, and it sounds better. But what the problem is with ham is that sodium content, all that salt that they use to cure it, is one piece of it holds 977 milligrams of sodium. That's 42% of your daily allowance just in that.
Crazy.
I mean, it is salt cured, so what do we expect, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why they say that even though leg of lamb has more calories and more fat and saturated fat, it's probably the healthier of them because it won't really raise your blood pressure with added salt. Green beans and asparagus is kind of a toss-up there. They give the edge a little bit to asparagus just because green beans has a little higher carbohydrate content. And, you know, you're eating a lot of carbs anyways at those big meals. Rice pilaf versus roasted red potatoes. We were all right on this one. The roasted red potatoes are much healthier for you, especially if you grill them. And then this was kind of a trick question. It was the difference between the milk chocolate bunny or the white chocolate bunny. Which one is healthier?
Yeah.
Neither one of them are. they will find that the white chocolate, because it is the butterfat, generally does have more fat grams, has a lot more saturated fat, has more calories. They both have around 12 grams of sugar. But here's where they get you. Because this is talking per servings. And if you ever look on the back of it,
there's
three servings in one chocolate bunny.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the calories are just the ear, you know, or the head alone. And then you've got the whole bunny to finish eating.
Yeah, I learned that a long time ago when I looked at a bag of chips and was like, oh, this doesn't have a lot of calories. Why do people give chips a bad rap? And you look, realize it's one serving, which is like three or four potato chips.
Yeah, you know.
Right. Oh, so frustrating.
I remember looking at Otis Spunkmeyer muffins. You know, they have them at like convenience stores. They look great.
And they taste good, too.
And I remember it said 210 calories. You go, that's not too bad. That's for a half a serving.
Right.
Who eats half a muffin?
Right.
So I know.
We're
so
talking
silly.
400 plus calories for this muffin.
Or it's like 2/6 or something.
Yeah,
something
right.
obscure. And I'm just like, can you just let me know how much the muffin is? Because I'm going to eat it anyway. Just go ahead and break the news.
By the way, if you are going to eat the whole chocolate bunny, regardless if it is the milk chocolate or the dark chocolate or the milk white chocolate, 450 calories, 30 grams of fat, 16 grams of saturated fat. And 48 grams of sugar. That is 12 full teaspoons of sugar.
That's some sweet tea right there.
Oh, my goodness. That's why you want to go on the couch and fall asleep. Woo. That's what you do. We found out about the Bob Ross breakfast cereal.
Seriously, Bob Ross, the painter, the guy with the afro?
Yeah.
They have their own breakfast cereal now.
Yeah, great. Keep in mind, he died back in, I think, 1994.
So it's almost like 25 years ago.
Yeah, he is more popular now than he ever has been. And it's because of, I think it's because he's in reruns on PBS.
Right.
But he also has a YouTube channel. It's one of the most watched YouTube channels
out
there. And now they're kind of capitalizing on the success.
Yeah,
now
how do you monetize that? Well, breakfast cereal.
The Bob Ross, the joy of cereal, because you know it was the joy of painting.
Of course.
This is the joy of cereal, which basically, like you said, Jamie, it is like Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounded like based on the description.
Yeah, toasted oats with colorful marshmallow shapes. I love the name of them because they're called Happy Little Trees. Happy Little Accidents, because you know, there was never, it was a good accident that you had.
You paint over it.
Almighty mountains, guiding stars, rainbow hearts, charming little cabins, and lovely little bushes.
I just like to see the detail on all of these marshmallows. Little happy little cabins. Those sound adorable.
There should be a little hair in each bowl, too.
Gross. Probably.
Way to ruin the happiness for me, Storm.
Probably like with Lucky Charms or just puffs of colored marshmallow.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure.
I remember the last time I looked, I'm like, that does not look like a green clover. It looks like a green blob.
I'll tell you when I get home to eat my breakfast, because I just bought some more last night. Guess where? At Walgreens.
The Janie Pope aisle at Walgreens.
How about that? By the way, Lucky Charms, you probably can get a couple boxes for the amount of money you buy for the one Bob Ross cereal.
That.
10 bucks for one box of cereal.
Hey, the family's trying to monetize this a little bit. Give them a break.
Yeah, you can actually get 5 boxes for the price of one Bob Ross cereal.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then finally, we asked the question, or actually Consumer Reports Day, we're just reporting on it here. You know, for many years, security experts have said you're really not safe to be on a public Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, we've warned people for years about this. You know,
because you can, especially if you're doing personal information, people can actually pick that up because it's in an unsecured network.
Like, never check your bank account. I never do.
So, you know, here we are now in 2019, about to branch into the next decade. Is it safe now to use public Wi-Fi? Is it safer to use? They say kind of, sort of it is. They say one of the biggest game changers in Wi-Fi safety is actually the use of encrypted websites, not the encrypted signal itself, but when you go like on Google Chrome or Mozilla, Safari, you probably have noticed that the address bar has HTTPS now.
Yeah, and a little padlock.
A little padlock.
Browsers.
That S in that is what's called the transport layer security, and that in essence it will encode all the
that's the encryption,
information,
right? Yeah.
Right. That goes between you, the web browser, and wherever website you're going to. And it used to, it was actually developed for banks to keep their information safe.
Right.
But it's been kind of released to everybody. We here at our station, our website, everything is, the KTK website, is HTTPS, and that makes sure that everything is encrypted. And according to Mozilla, which is the Firefox people, they said 87% of web traffic on the U.S. uses the Firefox browser is now encrypted. That's up from 73% in January of this year. And last year, it was only 56%.
So I mentioned
I never even knew what the S stood for. So, I mean, I guess it may... I sort of just, you know, kind of guessed. But now at least I know.
Yeah, that's kind of where you want to go. Anytime that you're searching for something, you want to add an S if you're manually typing in the website. And if not, usually websites will automatically generate that because that's kind of the new standard.
Yeah, it's the new standard. Yeah, I think they're opening themselves up to liability, I think, if you don't have the S in there, if everybody else is doing it.
Yeah,
don't you think?
And what it does is it allows you to use a public Wi-Fi a little bit more secure. Of course, if you still are doing banking, they recommend still using your data, turn off your Wi-Fi and go that way. But you should feel a little bit safer using public Wi-Fis. And make sure also, too, that your firewalls are up and that your antivirus software is up to date. I think if you're listening to this podcast, you already know this stuff.
Yeah, I would think so. You're a little more savvy. Right?
Yeah, but it's just interesting to point out that we didn't wait for the Wi-Fis to become secure. The websites became secure themselves. So there is our show for today, Thursday, April 18th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10, 98.5 KTK, and on the radio.com app.
ABC.
Bye. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.